We're continuing now with our two-week-long series examining the political buzzwords of all the major presidential candidates, nine Democrats, and the GOP incumbent. These are words or phrases that the candidates use a lot. They have a surface meaning that's perfectly understandable, but they also have hidden subtext. They send messages to certain voters. Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin, is here to analyze the messages. Will, today we're talking about Carol Mosley Braun.
That's right, Alex. She's a Democrat. She's a former one-term senator from Illinois and a former ambassador to New Zealand in the Clinton administration.
Well, she's well-traveled. She's had a lot of experience. What are her first buzzwords?
Alex, they are creative, clever, and smart.
All appealing. Let's have an example of how Senator Braun uses these words.
I want to be a voice of hope for people who believe that we are clever enough to defeat terror without sacrificing our liberty, that we are creative enough to provide for peace and prosperity and progress in our time, that we can come together as Americans to face the challenges of our time.
And when she uses these words, what does she mean? What's she trying to convey?
There's a better way to achieve our goals.
And she's hiding?
What is that better way? I'm not saying, but I'm sure you can figure it out.
And what is the subtext?
Men use their muscles. Women use their brains. Vote for a woman.
All right, and Carol Mosley Braun's next buzzword?
Saber-rattling.
Saber-rattling. That's a word I've heard before. An example, please.
In the run-up to the Iraq War, Braun said, quote, "The people can and must demand an end to the saber-rattling that has made us hostages to fear."
What does she mean by saber-rattling?
Bush goes around threatening war and scaring people.
And what is she hiding?
Sometimes the alternative to scaring people is killing them or being killed.
And the subtext from Carol Mosley Braun for saber-rattling?
Men brandish weapons to show off, not to accomplish anything. Vote for a woman.
And Will Salatin, final buzzword for Carol Mosley Braun.
Unelected.
Unelected. And she used that. Here's an example from a Morning Edition interview.
We have gone into a war, an unelected president sending us into a war that the Congress frankly had no right, I believe, to authorize.
Carol Mosley Braun on unelected. What does she mean by that, Will?
Bush lost the popular vote, so he has no mandate.
And what is she hiding?
The Constitution only requires Bush to win the Electoral College, which he did. It also requires people like Carol Mosley Braun to accept that verdict.
The subtext of unelected?
You right-wingers pretended Clinton was never a legitimate president. Now you're going to get yours.
Thanks. Opinion and analysis from Slate's Will Salatin. Thank you, Will.
My pleasure, Alex.
Tomorrow on Buzzwords, Florida Senator Bob Graham. And you can hear Buzzwords, our past reports, analysis of the 2004 presidential candidates by going to our website, npr.org, npr.org.